the Hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning, 6:08. It is Thursday morning, and for some reason, Walmart Jeff said he needs to talk to us. Well, I don't know about what. Why does it have to be on the air?
So you know how I enjoy hanging out on the Salmon River in East Hampton?
Yeah.
So well, my in-laws have like a bunch of property that leads up to the Salmon River in East Hampton.
You hang out on the side of the river and drink beer, not actually on the river.
Well, I hang out in the river.
Oh, in the river.
Yeah, we put our lawn chairs in the river.
Okay.
We put everything in the river because it's only like 5 to 6 inches deep.
Love it.
So now that the weather's getting colder, I've been trying to figure out a way to just keep hanging out in the woods.
Oh, to entertain yourself. Yeah. Oh,
entertain
my God.
Myself.
Nature
walk. Yeah, keep the kids entertained. So a few years ago, and I don't know why, Courtney gave me a metal detector.
Oh, really?
Excuse me, I'm coughing on my coffee.
I don't know why you gave me a metal detector, but
because I give you fun things that I think the kids would enjoy. You were going on vacation.
Yeah.
You're like, how am I going to keep my kids busy? We're going to the beach. I thought, let me get them a metal detector. They'll never come in the house.
So I had this metal detector sitting in my garage basement for like the last 7 years. So, you know, the other day I was like, you know, I'm going to put this thing to use.
Wait.
You never used it?
No.
What? You never used it? I spent a lot of money. I tested a lot of metal detectors to find the best one for you.
Yeah. So anyways, I decided to break it out the other day and I'm sitting there in the woods with my kids and we're going along and then we got the thing going. The thing starts beeping.
Oh my God. Don't tell me you found something.
Sure enough, I start digging up the earth.
A beer can?
No, it wasn't a beer can.
Oh, okay.
I found some shell casings from guns.
From a gun?
Yeah, some guns.
Bullet casings.
Some bullet casings. And we found 3 of those. The kids were like super pumped.
Okay, you know, see? I knew it would really keep them entertained.
Like old bullets? No,
they were probably from me from a few years ago.
Nice.
Oh, okay.
And then anyways, I'm going along, and the thing starts going nuts. This metal detector is like off the hook right now.
Oh my God.
So my daughter starts digging, and she didn't really find anything. I was like, get out of the way. I pushed her out of the way. I grabbed the shovel. I start digging. And I actually unearthed an old horseshoe, Courtney.
Oh. You did? Can I see it?
Yeah, you can. It's in the office if you want to go look at it. But the thing is huge.
I'm going to run in there.
Okay. So anyways, Gavin, I was sitting there, and I was just like, okay.
Oh my God. Is this it here?
Yeah.
Walmart. This is an old horseshoe. And I'll tell you why. I used to have horses. The shoe is enormous. Were you near a field at all? Or any type of like...
We were in like, I guess the woods that I was hanging out in, they used to be used for some, I don't know what it was, but they were fields.
This shoe is from a horse that was probably doing some field work or plowing.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
This is a big horse. This is like a workhorse.
So is it worth millions? Can I retire?
It's not worth anything, and it's half a shoe, and it's a rusty. But so glad you're using it after 7 years, Walmart Jeff.
The kids had fun. It was just something different to do with the kids.
See? Corona Courtney came through.
And I will say, though, it does get a little confusing because when you put your beer can down and you're waving that metal detector over to beer can, you think something's there.
Beep.
Yeah,
beep.
Exactly.
I love it. I hope you find something really good and then you split it with me. All right. It is a 6:11. I love that. Hey, coming up, I've got good news for Thirsty Thursday. Find out what it is at 6:50. All the Hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning, 6:26. Cloudy today. Temps only in the 70s and getting cooler for the rest of the week. Anyway, it is time for Walmart Jeff's Junk.
So there's a new dating app out there, and it's called Pinder. P-I-N-D-E-R. It's like Tinder, but it's called Pinder.
Pinder, okay.
And it's for four-legged friends.
What?
It's for dogs and cats. Just pretty much dogs and cats, though. Courtney, you would love this.
Okay.
If you are single, I mean, you are engaged to Mr. Automotive.
Yes.
Yeah.
Been engaged for quite some time.
Thanks for reminding me. I forgot.
Working on that wedding.
Yeah, and you have a, it's postponed.
It was going to happen this fall.
It's the COVID postponement.
Anyways, basically, you just snap a pic of your pet. You put it on this, you know, Pinder website. You do a profile for them.
Yeah.
And humans can swipe left or swipe right on, you know, the dog or cat. And then you hook up that way. Your pooches can get together.
Okay, but wait, is it just for doggy and play dates and cat play dates, or is it for animal people to meet each other?
It starts out as like doggy play dates and stuff like that.
Oh.
And then if the owners want to, you know.
And there's not much to do right now in Corona days, so going for a walk, staying 6 feet apart, might be a good first date for Pinders.
Yeah, so basically when you create your dog's profile, you add a photo, you add a location, and you add your pup's favorite snack. So you can find out if they're compatible.
Really? Because he doesn't have a favorite snack. He's on a specific diet.
Oh, really?
I don't think he'd get many swiped rights, that's for sure.
All right. He's handsome.
He is a handsome dog.
But he's got dietary restrictions.
Yeah, see, that's where it comes in. It's like, yeah,
totally,
stay away.
Totally. Hey, speaking of hooking up, Shelly and Avon went on a great first date. Never heard back from her date. So she wants to be on second date update. Hopefully this morning we will make a love connection. It's coming up. Second date update at 7:10. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning, 6:40. It is time for your Hollywood report. And Paris Hilton says she's been pretending to be a dumb blonde all this time, and she's ready to reveal her true self. In a new YouTube documentary, she says she's been faking her Valley Girl accent all along.
Sorry, I'm so used to like playing a character that it's like hard for me to like be normal.
No one really knows who I am.
I'm always putting on this facade or just like happy, perfect life.
She says she's a brilliant businesswoman. She says as a child, she was sent to boarding school where she was abused horribly by the teachers and given mystery pills every night. Sometimes would wake up in solitary confinement where they would leave her with no clothing for over 20 hours. Whoa. You can see the documentary, This Is Paris, on YouTube. She hopes everyone will see the real Paris Hilton. And let me tell you, I do think she's a smart businesswoman.
Yeah, definitely.
You've got to look into it. She's got so many companies going on and clothing lines and makeup lines. And she was before Kardashians. She was before all of that happened. You can check out the trailer. I was intrigued. On our blog. And Billie Eilish fans, you're going to have to wait until the worst of the pandemic, or at least the whole pandemic, is over for new music. Her brother, who she collaborates with, Phineas, says they are full steam ahead on the next record. He says he's moved out of the parents' house.
Nice.
So he's now in his own home. Billie is still living with her parents, but she goes to his house. They're able to record and be left alone. He says, though, and you're going to like this, Walmart Jeff, because you think Billie Eilish's music is sometimes a little bit of a downer.
It's a little bit of a downer.
He says, we don't want a COVID-19 album. We want a vaccine record. We want everybody out dancing on the streets when this record comes out.
Nice.
This will be a different Billie Eilish.
I like it.
And finally, in Kanye West's latest Twitter meltdown, he posted a video of himself urinating on his own Grammy. Twitter removed Kanye's tweet. His account has been locked. Twitter has kicked him off the platform, they say, for 12 hours, which is just strange because his wife actually went off the platform on purpose yesterday, and then he posts something with himself peeing on his own Grammy. You can see the video that was taken down. I don't know. I have no answers for Kanye West's behavior, but thanks for asking, Gavin.
It's awful.
You can see the video at kiss957.com/Courtney. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. Cloudy temps in the 70s today. It is time for good news. We love sharing good news with you in the morning. If you've got good news to share with us, listen, our ears are open. Phone lines are open. Call us with your good news, 860-247-9570. Good news if you're looking for a fun night out with the family.
Yeah, I mean, with sports kind of being back, but not a lot of being in the stadiums, sport outlets are trying to do something different. So the Hartford Athletic are going to be hosting the first ever drive-in watch party. It's going to be happening at the Shops at Farmington Valley on Saturday, September 26th. It's good for the whole family. Cars will be spread out in the, I guess there's going to be like a giant screen.
Nice.
Right there. And cars will be spread out in the parking lot, which will allow fans to bring chairs, tables, and tailgating gear. So you're going to be spread out enough that you can actually have like your own little tailgating area.
Nice.
Which is kind of fun. I know Walmart Jeff likes to do that. Maybe drink a couple of beers and whatnot.
Yeah, definitely have some few brews.
And the admission is only $25 per car, so you can load up a car, come on down, and on September 26th and root on the Athletic.
All right, all the info will be on the Courtney and Kiss in the Morning Facebook page. All right, I've got some good news if you like Thirsty Thursdays. Well, maybe Thursdays by the end of the year. But anyway, Pepsi and Red Lobster got together to create a new cocktail called the Mountain Dew Margarita. Oh. They're actually, for short, calling it the Dugarita. It's made with a secret recipe. It will be available at all Red Lobster restaurants by the end of the year.
Nice.
I don't know. You think Mountain Dew is a margarita? I don't know.
Yeah, it's definitely.
Pretty sweet.
Yeah. I like it.
Sweet and hopped up. Mountain Dew. Have you ever had a Mountain Dew? You could run like a marathon and not be a marathon runner on a Mountain Dew. So look for the Dugarita by the end of this year. That is my good news. Walmart Jeff, what's your good news?
Hey, if you're looking to buy a condo down in Florida, I have one for you. It's for sale right now. It will cost you $100,000. The one catch is...
Oh, that's not bad.
Every wall in the condo is covered in Budweiser cans. So I'm guessing some sort of frat had the condo beforehand, and they actually glued these Budweiser cans to all the walls in-house, except the bathroom, of course, because you don't want that stuff in the bathroom. Who wants that in the bathroom? But yeah, the condo's a steal, $100,000.
Sounds like the perfect spot for you. You need to look into that one more, Jeff.
Definitely.
Hey, if you've got good news and you'd like to share your good news, we would like to hear it. Call us right now with your good news. 860-247-9570. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning. Are you guys ready for a second date update?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, let's do it.
So basically, if you go on a first date and you have a great time and you have a, you know, a connection, but you never hear from that person again, you call us and we try and figure out why. This morning, we're going to Avon. Shelley is standing by to tell us about a great first date. So good morning, Shelley.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're good. Welcome to the show, Shelley. I certainly hope we can help you out this morning.
Me too.
So the producer says you went on a date with a guy named Tanner. Before we try and get some answers, you got to tell me about this great first date.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you probably get this. It's not often that I'll go out on a first date and it's this good.
Right.
So I was really excited. Like, we went out for dinner. We sat outside. Weather was perfect. Mm. And I had a fantastic time. You know, he was really cute, super attracted to him, and conversation flowed. We even had, like, friends in common, you know, we realized. So I was stoked. And then I haven't heard from him since. So I'm feeling funky.
So I mean there was a connection and you were attracted. It seems strange, especially if you guys have friends in common. I wonder why you haven't heard from him.
I know. That's why I'm here. I'm hoping you guys can help me with that.
All right. And the date was so good that you would love a second date, right?
For sure. 100%.
We need to make this happen. Yeah. We need to make this happen. I have no idea why he wouldn't, you know, call you for a second date. So here's what we're going to do, Shelley. I'm going to call Tanner. I'm going to let him know he's on the radio. I'm going to tell him he's on the air, and I'm just going to ask him to be honest. If you're ready for answers, we'll just call him up.
I am.
You are?
Let's do it.
Calling up Tanner.
I like that name.
Really?
Tanner.
Yeah.
It's a cool name.
It is a good name.
Yeah.
I feel like Tanner would be a good guy.
I hope so.
Like a Danny Tanner. Anyone else?
Yeah.
Did you connect? Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Hello, hi. Is this Tanner?
Yes, it is him. Who's calling?
Hey, Tanner, it's Courtney.
What's up, Tanner? It's Walmart.
Hey, it's Gavin.
And you are on the radio. You're on Kiss 95.7. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's your morning radio wake-up call. I should probably tell you why you're on the radio this morning, Tanner, shouldn't I?
Yeah, okay. Please.
Well, we have a feature. If you're not familiar with the show, it's called Second Date Update. It's when somebody goes on a first date and they have a great time, make a connection, but they never hear from that date again. They kind of want to know why, they call us. So, Tanner, you're on Second Date Update.
Okay.
So let me refresh your memory in case you're like a dating-aholic and you go on a lot of dates. You're on Second Date Update because Shelly called us. Hopefully you remember the date. Shelly said you guys had a great time. You went out to dinner. You sat outside. Let's see. The weather was perfect. She felt a connection. The meal was great. You guys even found out you have friends in common. There was a hug at the end of the date. And she has no idea why you even called for a second date. She would love a second date.
Yeah, I mean, I do remember the date. Okay. I don't think I can forget it.
Okay, so just be honest with us and tell us your thoughts on the date then.
I mean, we met up. She was really cute. I was excited.
Yes.
And then we went out, and I mean, I knew this wasn't going to work as soon as she started ordering from our waitress.
Okay. Wait a minute. So why, what happened when she was ordering from the waitress? Was she rude to the waitress?
No. Oh. She wasn't rude, okay. But I mean, she has the most complicated order that I've ever sat through. It was insane. It was insane. It had to be vegan. It had to be gluten-free. It had to be locally sourced. It had to be, nothing that casts a shadow. Things from local farms. No pesticides.
That's ridiculous.
GMO.
That's ridiculous.
Oh, boy.
Are you... What?
All right, Tanner. Shelly's on the line. Shelly, apparently your ordering turned him off.
Well, that's so crazy. So my ordering to take care of my, like, body and soul turned you off because I care about my health? Is that what you mean?
It was it was like playing 20 questions with our waitress. It was, we sat there for a full like 5 minutes while you just rattled
off. Do you know what
everything.
Gluten does to the system? Hi, Tanner. Do you know what gluten does to the system? It's an inflammatory. Do you know what dairy does to the system? Like, I can.
I don't even know why you wanted to go out to eat. I mean, it seems like you need specially prepped meals. I figured just bring your own food. I don't even know how they could give you anything in a restaurant.
Is McDonald's like your favorite go-to? I don't want to be with someone who doesn't care about their body and their health and their well-being and the way they show up in the world and how they represent themselves. You know,
this is the intensity of your order. No, I want to go out for a steak or a burger with my girl. Keep it simple. Just have a good time. I don't need a whole
and
book ready
eat all the
before
animals.
I go.
Eat all the animals. You're going to eat all the
I'll
animals.
I'll eat animals sometimes. Yeah, I eat animals. What can you eat? That's the question.
I'm going to send you a video. I have your number.
No.
I'm going to send you a little vegan video, and you're going to watch it.
Kelly, do not send me a video. No, I've already had an earful from you from our teeth. I do not need any more information about the things that we should not be eating. I don't even know what's left after your list.
Okay.
Okay. All right, this is not going to work out, clearly.
No,
I don't think so.
Yeah. All right. So, listen, Tanner, I thank you for being honest. And I think, Shelley, that maybe you guys have just too many differences that you didn't realize, you know, when you were out to dinner, you know?
Let's talk it up to that. Sounds good.
Okay,
I appreciate you guys, though.
All right, well, you have your answer, Tanner. Thanks for being honest. And I guess there's, like, no second date? No second date?
Absolutely not. This is too intense. I mean, I feel like she's going to starve because she can't eat anything.
Okay.
That's cute. Okay. Bye-bye, sir. Bye-bye.
All right, guys. Thank you for being on Second Date Update.